So let's talk about your background and what actually brought you to practice medicine and actually live right here in Albert Lea.
Yeah, I grew up in Cedar Falls, Iowa, attended high school there, decided at a very young age that I wanted to become a physician through some experiences that I had had in Boy Scouts and in health class in junior high school. Ultimately, that led me to Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, where I completed my pre-med training and then moved on to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester for medical school, residency training, and some time practicing in Kasson, Minnesota. I'd had an interest in helping people in rural communities actually from the beginning, and so that training in southern Minnesota at Kasson led me to this, ultimately to this opportunity in Albert Lea.
And I've read that you're providing quality, community-based, patient-centered care here in Albert Lea. You know, a lot of words there, but what does this actually mean to those residents in Albert Lea?
Well, from my viewpoint, that means that, number one, my family and I are part of the community. We live here in Albert Lea. We're really enjoying the transition. In fact, my wife has been joking about asking the newspaper to write a weekly column about the experience we've had, because we've had so many positive experiences. We feel like the community needs to know from a newcomer standpoint how wonderful life is here. So first and foremost, we feel like being a part of the community is vital. Number two, I kind of pride my practice on really getting to know the individual patient, their family story, what they do for work, what they do for fun, and then basing my recommendations for their health care on their personal lives. And I just think it helps patients get better care when I really understand their story.
And as you say, living in the community, you know what the highs and lows are going on in the community versus trying to come in from another location. And, you know, many people, of course, have put off seeing their primary care doctor in this last year, and maybe even further back than that. But it is important for people to make an appointment to see a family physician like yourself now. It is urgent to do that.
What we are seeing consistently is that many patients have not seen a doctor in some time, and we're finding issues that really just need a little tune-up. So the sooner we can help with that and get them back on the medications they need, or get that blood pressure check done, get the screening test they need, checking for colon cancer or breast cancer, getting those basic healthcare services up to date after the events of the last year, it's time to help people get back on track again, and we want to be a part of that.
And, of course, we started off talking, Doctor, it's infants to teenagers, young adults, middle-aged senior citizens. I think a lot of people think going to the doctor is only for those middle-aged citizens or, you know, the older generation, but it starts at a young age, and it should be a check through yearly.
Right. What we're finding, as we're getting to know some of our new patients here, is often for those younger individuals, we're seeing effects of the pandemic. We're seeing more teenagers with symptoms of depression because of some of the isolation from their friends or other activities they've been a part of. So it's a chance for us to talk to them about that. We've seen some of the younger kids who have fallen behind on immunizations for other conditions, measles and tetanus and things like that, just because they haven't been in to see a healthcare provider. And then we're seeing older adults who maybe haven't refilled their prescriptions or just have fallen behind on taking care of themselves. A lot of us haven't been able to be as active during this time, and we've seen people put on 4 or 10 or 15 pounds during the pandemic, and we have things we can do to help with that as well.
So as we talk about safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously you have plenty of safety protocols in place at Albert Lea Family Medicine at the Mason City Clinic for this community.
Absolutely. We feel that we have a very good safety protocol set up. We've designated ourselves as a well clinic, meaning the other patients that would be in the clinic that day are in good health and therefore for general medical conditions, not for COVID. So the risk of being exposed to someone that is active with COVID is quite low. Obviously, we're using masks and hand sanitizers and screening of our patients, and so we feel like it's a very safe place for a visit with a physician right now. I would also mention that we're more than happy to do those first visits. or a follow-up visit, we can do those by telemedicine. And so if a patient's hesitant about coming in, they're just not quite ready, we can sure try and get to know each other over the computer a little bit or with their smartphone. And it's actually a very nice way of getting started.
Yeah, who would have ever thought, even going back to your medical school days, we'd actually have telemedicine now available? It has changed over time.
It is such a change. However, you know, roughly 30% of our visits right now are being done by telemedicine. Most of our patients find it actually, they're nervous leading up to the visit. Will the technology work and will it connect? We're finding at the end of the visit, we've all actually enjoyed it and we've got to know each other pretty well. So it is a big change, but it might be here to stay for a while. So I think it's for those quick things where you don't want to make the trip across town even, you know, we can do those very quickly over the phone or the telehealth.
And, of course, you living right here in Albert Lea, if you're out maybe walking around Fountain Lake with your wife and someone has done the telemedicine, they can kind of look over if they're driving by and say, yep, I just had my appointment with the doctor as he's taking his walk around the lake.
Absolutely. I've had a few waves of the hand to that condition. In fact, one teenager last week said, hey, you're Dr. Heine. That must be your dog, Trixie. I said, yeah, that's correct.
And as we talk about the future, Dr. Heine, you know, how do you see your presence in Albert Lea evolving over time, especially as you transition into the new Mercy One office come this summer?
Well, first of all, I am absolutely amazed by the progress with the construction. UPS accidentally dropped off a package for the construction site at our temporary clinic, and I had the opportunity to walk down and take a look this week. And it is amazing to see the walls going up. You know, a lot of the electrical work done, a lot of the plumbing work is done. You know, on the inside, the building is changing rapidly. So we're very excited that progress is moving, and we'll be opening up the new location this summer. We see our presence in the community as expanding as much as patients need that. Our plan has been discussed in the past as kind of a phased approach.
Right.
And as patients are using our services more, we'll bring more to town. And so we're excited. When we open, we'll have Dr. Waletzko-Bartz and myself, two family physicians. We'll also have two allied health professionals, either nurse practitioner or physician assistant, joining us. We'll have urgent care available during normal office hours. So we'll have full services available when we open. From the standpoint of us physically being in the community, I think you'll see that we're doing our best to hire people who are already living here in the community or nearby. And so our presence will be felt throughout the community.
Dr. Heine, again, tell us where you're located now and how people can really make an appointment with you.
Absolutely. So we are located in the Northbridge Mall, and the best phone number to call is 507-473-2249. It's easiest to go in the Plaza Moreno entrance there on the front of the mall and just take a left, and then we're on the left-hand side. It's labeled as Mason City Clinic until we get opened in our new space, which will be the Mercy One Clinic. So easy to find, lots of great parking, and we would love to hear from people to set up an appointment. They can also, when they call, they can identify whether they prefer the telehealth option or to come see us in person. Either way is fine.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I know you're busy out there, Dr. Heine. It was a pleasure getting to know you and the type of quality health care you're offering now in Albert Lea. And, of course, that number is 507-473-2249, 507-473-2249. And remember, they're located conveniently in the Northbridge Mall at 2580 Bridge Avenue, right here in Albert Lea. Dr. Heine, I'll let you get back to your patients or your telemedicine patients, and I appreciate the time today.
Great. Thanks again for your help, Mike. Have a good afternoon.
Dr. Heine, a board-certified family medicine physician, one of two family medical doctors now seeing patients and providing quality primary health care right here in Albert Lea.